One of the alumni asked this week a question which comes up in many contexts. He said in his place of work in Tel Aviv, they have a Hanukkah party, and they like to light the Hanukkah candles at the Hanukkah party and make brachas. Or maybe, I don't even remember, it's already a few days, maybe it was that even every day they like to light Hanukkah candles at work and make the brachas. And a lot of people feel that it's a very nice thing that, you know, you really bring the flavor of Hanukkah to the workplace. And maybe for some people, they don't even celebrate Hanukkah at home. I'm not sure. So this may be their one and only interaction with the holiday of Hanukkah. Is that possible to do? Can you light Hanukkah candles with a bracha in such a place? And this is something which has wider application as well. Many times there are Hanukkah events, public events, or simchas, weddings, and people sometimes wonder, can we light Hanukkah candles and make a bracha? After all, it's such a public event, so persumei nisa, so that would be a very nice thing. But what about the fact that you're supposed to light Hanukkah candles at home? So who's really yotzei over here? Okay, but maybe we have a model for such an idea with regard to the practice of lighting candles in shul. Nobody's really yotzei with the Hanukkah candles that are lit in shul, and nonetheless, it's a universal minhag to light candles in shul and make brachas because of persumei nisa. So maybe this can apply to other public settings as well. Many poskim are opposed to this extension of the minhag and are opposed to the practice of lighting candles in shul. At other public venues, and they say, let's not extend the minhag of lighting candles in shul to other settings. Firstly, it's a little bit of a chiddush that we make brachos on the candles that we light in shul to begin with. This is not a practice that's mentioned in the Gemara. It's a later minhag that developed in the time of the Rishonim, and it's unusual for us to make brachos on such a late minhag. To go ahead and to extend that to other venues is, let's not extend this practice beyond what has been the minhag for centuries and centuries. So we don't have such a minhag in other public settings, number one. Number two, some of the reasons that are given for the practice of lighting in shul do not necessarily apply in other places. So for example, the first, as far as I know, the first mention of the practice of lighting candles in shul is in the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim from the 1300s. So he writes very, very briefly about this minhag, but he says maybe it's to be motzi people who don't have a home and are staying over in the shul. Maybe it's like Zecher LaMikdash. So many of the poskim write Zecher LaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash we have the menorah, and here in the Mikdash Me'at, in shul, we also do so. Or maybe it's like the idea of making Kiddush in shul, so there was a takana to be motzi people who this is their home right now. They're living in the shul, or they're staying over in the shul, but that doesn't apply to other public settings, and there's no possible way to extend this practice and to be able to make brachos on Hanukkah candles that are lit in other public settings. This is the opinion of many of the greatest poskim of the past generation, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yoshiv, Sheva Levi, Minchas Yitzchok, Tzitz Eliezer, a long list of the greatest poskim. However, there is a dissenting opinion as well. And the opinion was best formulated by the Oz Nidberu, Rav Binyamin Yoshua Zilber, and he makes a cogent argument. And he says, it's true that the Kolbo mentions a couple of different reasons, but these reasons are not necessarily so simple. And the Rivash, who comes right after the Kolbo, rejects all of them, and he gives one simple reason. He says, Pirsumei Nisa, and that's it. And he says, Rav Zilber writes, what's the lumdus here? That in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there are two elements. One is simply a mitzvah to light candles, and the other is a mitzvah to be mefarsim the nes. And there's a chiddush, which is that these two aspects of the mitzvah don't have to go hand in hand. Where do we see that from? The fact that bishas ha-sakana, you can light indoors. Nobody sees it. There's no pirsum ha-nes. So it's just the mitzvah of hadlaka. And the minhag of lighting in shul is the other side of the coin. Now you can also have pirsum ha-nisa detached from the mitzvah hadlaka of neri shubeso, of the household. So both sides of the coin exist independently. And he writes that in Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch mentions the practice of lighting candles in shul, in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Asif Zayin, he only mentions the issue of Pirsumei Nisa. The Gra as well explains that it's a din in Pirsumei Nisa. He compares it to saying Hallel and Shul on Leil Pesach, even though you're not really Yosef, because it was established to be in the Seder, according to the Gra. Nonetheless, we do it in Shul anyway as a Pirsumei Nisa, and we make brachos in Shul. That's not the only perspective of Hallel and Shul on Leil Pesach, but that's what the Gra says here in Hilchos Chanukah. So therefore, the issue seems to be primarily one of Pirsumei Nes, and therefore it would be permissible to do so in other situations of public venues for Pirsume Nisar. Ovadia Yosef briefly discusses this and signs on as well in Chazon Ovadia. He says it would be Matov if they can also daven Mariv there, and maybe, I guess, it's more similar to a shul, but he seems to basically agree with that basic lumdis. Now, the cases they're talking about happen to be like mass gatherings, which seem to be for the purpose of Kiruv. So I can't promise that they would apply this to all public settings, but the lumbus would seem to be the same. There is that in-between shita, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, that he claims that this was just meant to be, just established, the minhag of lighting in shul was just established for a tzibur shel tefillah. So it's only if you daven mincha, and now you're lighting, and then you daven mariv. That would also limit the application. Nonetheless, again, the majority view in the postgame is that this should not be extended to other public settings, but those who do so and make brachos at least certainly have some of the great postgame upon whom to rely. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos. What's that?